You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and on the call with me now is Jill Mazzervi and Bobby Mazzaros, both from Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, here today to talk about Celebration 2020, the virtual celebration, fashion show, and toddler regalia portion. And I'm very, very excited to hear all about this. Welcome, Jill and Bobby. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Sure, sure. It's great to be speaking with you both. Let's start with introductions. And Bobby, I'll let you go first. Would you please introduce yourself and maybe tell us a little bit about how you're connected with Celebration?
Yes, good morning. My name is Bobby Mazzaros. I'm the development officer at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. And my role with Sea Alaska Heritage is I primarily do fundraising, community outreach, and for Celebration, this is my second Celebration that I've worked with Sea Alaska Heritage. And I've worked primarily with the fashion show both years, in 2018 and now in 2020. And I'm Tlingit and Tahltan and Coast Salish. And so as, you know, I'm late teenager, I attended Celebration as a participant. So it's exciting to be on the other side of Celebration working the event.
All right. Thank you for that. And Jill Mazzervi, how about you? Would you please introduce yourself?
Sure. Yeah. My name is Jill, and I am a program manager here at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. I grew up in Huna, so really close by, and I'm also Tlingit. And so, you know, I grew up attending Celebration. And so, like Bobby said, it's really fun to be on the planning side of it. And it's a lot of work, but it's really rewarding. For Celebration, this is also my second Celebration working as a staff member. Both of these celebrations, I have been the coordinator for Toddler Regalia Review.
Excellent. Excellent. So let's just talk a little bit about how both of you got interested in fashion. Bobby, I'll go back to you. Has this been a particular interest for you for a while, or is it something that you just got interested in as part of Celebration, as part of your role?
Well, I've actually been interested in fashion, I think, probably my whole life. I was raised primarily a lot with my aunts, who would always send me, you know, outfits that were coordinated or wild and crazy. And, you know, my dad would just let me go to school, you know, if I was wearing polka dots and stripes, it really didn't matter. So I've always had an interest in fashion and a strong passion about Indigenous arts and Alaska Native artists and artisans. So for me, Indigenous fashion, as that industry has picked up, you know, I haven't found anything that I've been more passionate about. It's bringing, you know, personal interests and my cultural connections together for me. So when I was offered the opportunity to be involved with the fashion show, and in 2017 we had a Tanawa fashion show, and I helped backstage with that, and then coordinating in 2018 and 2020 for the Indigenous fashion show, it's really, I can't be more excited about it.
Oh, well, maybe before we go too much further, I should ask, how do you define Indigenous fashion?
So Indigenous fashion, it's not regalia. It's taking high-end fashion and having elements of traditional artwork or elements that would be found in our regalia on everyday. It could be streetwear, it could be haute couture, runway items, or office or business attire. So you'll see, you know, traditional, these natural elements featured in the look. And sometimes it can be really bold, like strong form line design. And other times it's really subtle and you won't know necessarily what that traditional inspiration was until you kind of meet the artist or read what that piece is about.
All right. That's a great explanation. I know there's a lot that we could probably look at online if we wanted to see an example. Do you have a particular place that you would maybe want to direct our listeners if they are feeling like they need to Google this right now while they're listening?
I would say the first place to start is look at Dorothy Grant. She is a Haida designer. She's from Ketchikan, currently living in Vancouver, and she's really the one who launched this indigenous fashion idea at least 20 years ago. She started incorporating Haida art into dresses and gowns and fabric. So, you know, definitely check out Dorothy Grant. Another good person to look at is Patricia Michaels in Taos, New Mexico. She was a finalist on Fashion Runway, the TV show. So those two have really brought indigenous fashion more into also the mainstream. You'll see Dorothy Grant's looks on the Oscar runway as well.
Oh, wow. Jill, I'm going to turn back to you now. You're the one who will be coordinating the toddler regalia. And can you tell me what is that, please? What is toddler regalia?
Sure. Yeah. Toddler regalia review is for Alaska Native children between the ages of 2 and 4. And it's a chance for parents to highlight their kids and showcase their regalia. It's almost like a little mini fashion show. We talk about who the kids are, where they come from, and what types of regalia they have on. And this could be anything from like vests and tunics and blankets to like moccasins, cedar hats, chill cap blankets, and just so much more.
Will there, do they typically do this by like presenting themselves on stage or presenting themselves in photographs? How would they do this in a normal year?
Yeah, it would be kind of like a little runway model. The kids would walk across the stage either with a parent or sometimes a sibling while the moderators would talk about who they are and what they're wearing.
Oh, wow. I've seen some past images and video of that. It's really neat to see. Well, this question will apply to both of you one way or another, but how has COVID-19 impacted, let's start with the Native Fashion Show or Native Fashion in general. How's the Alaska Heritage adapting to moving these to online events? Bobby, let's talk with you about the Indigenous Fashion Show and how that's shifting to a virtual platform for Celebration 2020.
Well, our Indigenous fashion designers are pretty much just like any other larger fashion lines where, for the most part, because of COVID-19, have stopped production and almost, you know, put some of their work on pause at this moment. Our Native artists really rely on in-person spring and summer fashion shows that take place across Canada, the Pacific Northwest, and now Celebration has really become one of those premier venues to launch new looks. And so as these events have been canceled, you know, Sea Alaska Heritage, we looked at our artists and realized we need to do something to help continue to promote their industry, because, you know, they have relied on our pop-up markets to meet new customers and for their sales. So we decided, you know, over the last few months that we would hold a virtual fashion show. And, you know, there's very few of those going across the world and country right now. So what you'll see on Friday night is a mixture of videos and photographs that our designers submitted that feature their new looks that they were going to debut during Celebration, or ones that they were going to debut later this fall.
And does the fashion show have any connection to the virtual marketplace? Is there a way folks can purchase the looks that they're seeing? Or is it more like, I don't know, the pieces are not for sale?
Yes. So each designer will be featured similar to the Native Artisan Market on our Celebration website. And from those that portal, you'll be able to click on each designer's website and shop for their looks. And, you know, some of them are ready-made wear, which would be, you know, produced and you can buy in your standard sizes, or it's accessories and beadwork. And other designers have custom order looks. And I think that's one thing a lot of our listeners may not know, is that you can outreach to a designer, and if you saw something on the runway but you don't see it listed on their website, that means it's probably a custom order. And you just email or give them a call and and they can walk you through how to measure yourself, and then you'd have this amazing custom piece.
All right. Thank you so much for that information. Bobby, what is there a particular designer or piece or part of Friday night's show that you're especially looking forward to seeing?
We'll feature six Indigenous brands that are coming from across Alaska, Canada, and Washington. And I would say out of all six, I personally own items from three of them, and I've already put in an order with one of the others. And so I say I love them all because they're all so uniquely different with it. And the show is also, what I think is exciting of us going to this virtual platform is we were able to put a stronger emphasis on the music that would be in a fashion show, because that's another element to these runway shows. So the virtual show this year is going to feature some Alaskan musicians. We have River Flows, who's a Yupik artist who grew up in Bethel. And then also one of the other tracks is from his teenage son, Devin Parton, who's in Anchorage. So, you know, if it was an in-person show, we wouldn't be able to have the credit reel of those musicians. So I think that's also one of the things I'm most excited about, is we can highlight not just the designers, but musicians, kind of some of the more behind the scenes elements that you wouldn't necessarily know of on that runway show.
That is really exciting. I'm really glad you mentioned that. Now people can tune into the music as well as the fashion and you know, kind of see it as all one whole. I love that. Well, thank you, Bobby. Jill, I'm going to come back over to you. Again, you are coordinating the Toddler Regalia Review. And mm-hmm. I asked Bobby about how COVID-19 kind of affected this program. How did you guys pivot to overcome that?
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, like I said before, normally we'd have our kids walk across the stage on, you know, kind of like a catwalk or a kitten walk, if you will. And obviously we can't do that
walk,
now.
Sorry, that's very cute.
obviously we can't do that now in person. So when we switched over to a virtual celebration, we had our parents send pictures of their kids in their regalia, and we compiled them into a little video. And I think similarly to some of the points that Bobby had, one of the highlights of this is that we really get some up close and good pictures of the kids in their regalia, and you can really see the details in them, which normally you wouldn't be able to do if they were just up on a stage. So it has its perks.
Right, right. What is the significance of the Toddler Regalia Review? How does that fit in with Celebration?
Sure. So obviously one of the main aspects is to highlight these kids' regalia. Our regalia is an extension of our identities. Our designs are clan specific and clan owned, and very often you can look at a piece of regalia someone is wearing and you can tell what clan they are just from the design that's on it. And I mean, it's also to highlight who made the pieces. Most of the regalia these kids are wearing were made by parents or aunts or uncles or grandparents. But I think the biggest part is it's about our children. We have a saying in Tlingit, it's Hadachank Isani Kageyas, which means for our grandchildren. And as Tlingits, the value of our work is to create a good life for our next generations. Tlingit speaker Charlie Joseph once said in a speech, "Even from long ago, we have placed our grandchildren high above ourselves. We cherish them." And I think that's what this is really about. It's about cherishing the next generation.
And does this generation, do the kiddos, do they get into it? Do they enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, totally. We had parents send little videos of kids dancing or singing, and you can really see how much the kids just love. They love to sing and dance our songs.
yeah, I can imagine. Jill or Bobby, did either of you participate in something like Toddler Regalia when you were younger that you remember?
I don't think that I did. I don't know if Toddler Regalia was a thing when mm-hmm. When I attended, but I did attend Celebration with dance groups from my hometown.
And how did that impact your worldview?
Well, I mean, it's just such a powerful event, you know, to see so many people from everywhere, and it's just very inspiring, especially as a little kid. You know, you get to see people who look like you, who sing the same songs as you, or speak the same language, and it's just solidifying our identities and being comfortable with who we are as Native people.
And I think that sounds like it's important to you at any age.
Yes.
Bobby, do you have anything to add?
No, nothing else other than what Jill said. You know, celebration for me as an adult now has taken on a much more powerful meaning of being able to walk around the streets of Juneau for 4 days and see, you know, our family members and clan members who are dressed in regalia for 4 days straight out on the streets, whether it's the parade or walking around town, dancing on stage. And I've never seen anything like that across the world of, you know, we get between 2,000 and 4,000 participants. And it really just does bring a tear to my eyes when I see that, because there's so much pride and power in that.
And I'm, again, trying to keep the tone of the interview light, but when I think about how that we're not going to see that this week, not really, not in Juneau, it's heavy. It's a heavy feeling. But the theme for 2020's virtual celebration is Have Courage. Bobby, in your opinion, how does this apply to the fashion show, the Indigenous Fashion Show?
Well, Indigenous fashion is a highly visual expression of culture in those connections. And it's a way for both Native people and non-Native people to wear something special. And, you know, I often wear Native design clothing and jewelry when I'm looking for some extra courage, whether it's a meeting or a presentation, or I'm just not feeling so well that day. You know, I can take those elements that I might be wearing, and it's giving me that extra courage every day. And these designers have so much strength and passion to continue working right now in these difficult times. So our celebration designers this year, you know, have been showcasing on runways in Paris, in Fiji, in Juneau, and, you know, we have a sustainable arts designer this year, and she's out, you know, hunting sea otters so that she is start to finish working on her products. And I think that really shows the having strength and having courage to keep going.
I like what you said about wearing something to make you feel, to give you a little bit more courage. Do you have a particular or favorite item that especially helps you feel that way when you need it?
I have a scarf by one of our designers, Christy Ruby, who has been innovating sea otter apparel, and she's worked with her tanner and has dyed sea otter fur. So it's, you know, in the natural, it's a brown, and she's worked with her tanner and has been able to dye sea otter to white, black, reds, and blues. And I have one of her white sea otter scarves, and when I wear it, it feels like there's a sea otter hugging me or someone hugging me. So that is one of my favorite pieces to wear just because of the comfort that it also gives me.
I think you're wearing that scarf in your Zoom profile picture.
Yes. Yeah.
It's nice. I get to see it. Jill, back to you. I'll ask you some of the same questions, but let's start with a fashion item that you wear or that you might, or an accessory or something like that. Do you have anything like that that helps you when you need that little extra bit of courage?
Oh gosh, yeah. I have so many favorites. I always say that earrings are like my kryptonite. I can't ever turn away from a really nice pair of earrings.
Yes, I can relate.
I have a really nice pair of copper wing earrings that were made by Doss Jenny and Roz Cruz from Naki Designs. And I've had those ones for a few years, and I was just thinking the other day about how those are probably one of my most favorite pair of earrings that I own. I think Naki Designs is also a part of our Native Artist Market this year.
Well, that's great. Well, we'll remember to check that out. And then how does the theme for 2020's virtual celebration, Have Courage, do you think that applies to the Toddler Regalia Review?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, and it also comes back to what I had said about cherishing our younger generation, you know, just trying to have courage for them and to, you know, just make sure that they have a good life and that we make good lives for those of us that come after. And I mean, some of the ways that I've seen parents doing this is, you know, with everybody stuck inside now, I see a lot of parents making a lot of regalia for their kids. And so it's a fun way to see the resilience of our people, even in these kinds of times.
And it takes some courage to walk the kitten walk, too.
Yes.
If you're just joining me, this is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. I'm speaking with Jill Mazzervi and Bobby Mazzaros. Jill is coordinating the Toddler Regalia Review, and Bobby is coordinating the Indigenous Fashion Show, both a part of Virtual Celebration 2020. Let's talk about when we can watch both of these things, because we've been talking about them for a while now, and I am so excited to see them. Bobby, let's start with you. When will the Indigenous Fashion Show be available to watch?
So the Indigenous Fashion Show will air 7 o'clock on Friday, and it'll be available to stream live on Sea Alaska Heritage's YouTube channel. It'll be on Alaska 360 North and their online platform as well. And if you miss it on Friday, it'll be up on YouTube to rewatch. We also have on our YouTube channel the 2018 Celebration Indigenous Fashion Show. So if you want to see, you know, you get a glimpse of what our virtual version is, you can also go back on YouTube and watch the 2018 live runway show as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then how about the Toddler Regalia Review? Jill, when will that be available to watch?
Yeah, Toddler Regalia Review will air Thursday evening, but if you miss it, it will have its own exhibit page on our website. We'll be featuring the video and individual pictures themselves on our website at celebration.sealaskaheritage.org. And you can also use this page to learn more about other events during virtual celebration, like the fashion show or the Native Artist Market or Juried Art Show. And again, the website is celebration.sealaskaheritage.org.
Thank you. And I know this being on an online platform, it will kind of spread out to social media. Is there a hashtag that this event is using?
Yes, the hashtag is CELE2020, and that's CELE2020.
Okay, great. Well, thank you both so much for giving me the details about each of your events. And I was just wondering, I asked this question to the folks yesterday. I know you'll probably be working for a good part of Celebration, but do you have any plans, any fun plans for watching? Do you have any, are you going to have a little watch party or something like that? How do you plan to watch? Jill, I'll start with you.
My plan is to stream it on our TV for my daughter to see mostly. And I think it'll be really fun to have her see all the dance performances, but also I'm really excited for the storytelling aspects. I think those are new, and that's something that we're just doing for our virtual one, so that'll be fun.
And Bobby, how about you?
Oh, I agree with Jill. I'm going to have it streaming on my TV starting tonight, and I'm really excited because as a staff member for the last Celebration in 2018, we were behind the scenes. So some of the dance videos that will be aired, I've never seen before. And so I'm excited because it'll be almost new for me, just like most people streaming and watching live. So I will, you know, be watching live. with my family and friends, and I'm excited for the storytelling because that is new, and I've seen the names of who we have giving some stories this year, and I can't wait to listen to those.
Well, Celebration 2020, the virtual version, actually kicks off tonight starting at 7 p.m. You can go to SeaAlaskaHeritage.org to find out where to watch. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/C/SeaAlaskaHeritageInstitute, also 360 North. We have information up on our website, ktoo.org. You can contact me. You can contact Sea Alaska Heritage. Finding how to watch is pretty easy. So that starts at 7 p.m. tonight, but the Indigenous Fashion Show begins at 7 p.m. on Friday. Is that correct, Bobby?
Correct.
And the Toddler Regalia Review is Thursday evening. Jill, do you know what time that starts?
No, I don't think there's any set time for that right now, but
it's just part of the programming.
It will be towards the end of the day on Thursday.
All right. Well, thank you both again so much for speaking with me today. And just as we wrap up, I just wanted to see if you had anything else that you wanted to share about the Indigenous Fashion Show or Toddler Regalia Review or Celebration 2020 this year or future plans. Jill, let's begin with you.
So because we have postponed our in-person celebration to next year, the dates for that for Celebration 2021 is June 2nd through the 5th, and that'll be here in Juneau.
Great. Thank you so much for reminding us about that. And Bobby, you get the last word.
Yeah, I just want to encourage everyone to make sure that you tune in, whether it's, you know, we understand if you can't watch all day for 4 days, but you know, definitely take some time and have it streaming while you're working from home. And hopefully we will see everyone in person next June in 2021.
Excellent. Thanks again, both of you, for speaking with me today. I really loved our conversation. I love learning about all of this. I hope you guys have a great time watching and watching the broadcast this week. And gunas chish very much for your time today.
Gunas chish.
Gunas chish.